Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at cybersecurity in the cloud.
Okay.
Specifically, break glass accounts in Microsoft Azure.
All right.
And you shared this ebook with us by Krishna Kumar Mahadevan.
Yes.
Better known as MKK.
Yeah, MKK.
And he's a legend.
This guy, yeah.
28 years of cybersecurity.
Yeah, he's got like 28 years of experience, a CISSP certification.
Yep. A track record of success.
Yeah, he is definitely the perfect guide for this deep dive.
What I find really fascinating is this approach that he has with break glass accounts.
Mm-hmm.
He really emphasizes them as like a last resort for emergencies.
Oh, interesting.
So think about it almost like a fire extinguisher for your cloud environment.
A fire extinguisher for the cloud?
Yeah.
I like that. But I mean, what exactly constitutes an emergency in the cloud?
Right.
Are we talking about like literal server fires?
No, not quite that, but close.
Okay.
So imagine like your main admin account gets locked out because of a multi-factor authentication issue.
Oh, wow. You've kind of lost the keys to the kingdom, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And critical services could be impacted.
Oh, geez.
That's when you break the glass and use a break glass account.
Okay, so it's like the backup plan for when all other access paths fail.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But wouldn't having like these super powerful accounts just lying around make them prime targets for attackers?
Well, yeah, that's the delicate dance that MKK talks about, you know, balancing accessibility with security.
Uh-huh.
Break glass accounts need high privileges to be effective.
Right.
But those high privileges make them tempting targets.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's almost like hiding a spare key under the doormat.
Oh, right.
It's convenient, but also risky.
Yeah, very risky.
Yeah.
So how do you make sure that someone doesn't steal the key and wreak havoc?
Well, MKK suggests a multi-layered approach.
Okay.
First, you want to limit the permissions granted to these accounts to the bare minimum.
Okay.
Need access to reset passwords.
Got it.
Great. Give them that.
Okay.
Access to financial records.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
The less they can do, the less damage if they're compromised.
That's smart. What else?
Strong authentication is key.
Okay.
We're talking Fort Knox level passwords.
Wow.
Unique to each break glass account.
Okay.
And change regularly.
Got it.
And of course, restrict access.
Yeah.
Only a select few highly trusted individuals mm-hmm. should even know about these accounts.
So it's like a secret society of guardians protecting the cloud kingdom.
Exactly.
I like it.
And to make sure these guardians are responsible,
yeah,
MKK recommends specialized training.
That makes sense.
You wouldn't hand over the keys to a nuclear launch facility without proper training.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
What about monitoring?
Yeah.
Do you just trust these guardians blindly?
Trust but verify.
Okay.
Every single use of a break glass account needs to be logged and monitored.
Mm-hmm.
Like a security camera pointed at the break glass box.
Okay.
Any suspicious activity triggers an immediate investigation. Whoa, so we're talking serious accountability here.
Absolutely.
What happens if there is suspicious activity?
Then you need a well-documented protocol for incident response.
Got it.
Think of it as a playbook for handling these emergencies.
Okay.
The first step is containment.
All right.
You need to isolate the threat, prevent any further damage.
Okay.
This might mean disabling the account, changing the password,
right.
Restricting access to potentially affected systems.
So it's like a digital fire drill, taking immediate action before it spreads.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Once you've contained the threat, you can move on to investigation.
Okay.
You dig deeper to understand what happened, who was responsible, and how they got in.
So we're playing detective gathering evidence, trying to piece together the puzzle.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
This often involves forensic analysis of logs, system configurations, user activity.
Mm-hmm.
It might even require collaboration with security experts.
Really?
Or even law enforcement.
Wow, this is getting serious.
Yeah.
What happens after the investigation?
Well, once you understand the root cause of the incident, you can move on to remediation.
Okay.
Take steps to fix the vulnerabilities that allowed it to occur.
So we're not just cleaning up the mess.
Right.
We're making sure it doesn't happen again.
Exactly.
I like it.
This might involve strengthening passwords, patching systems, implementing additional security controls, or even revising our policies and procedures.
It sounds like every incident becomes a valuable learning opportunity.
It is.
To improve our security posture.
Absolutely.
I like that a lot.
And throughout this whole process, from detection to remediation, meticulous documentation is crucial.
Right, because we need to track our actions, demonstrate compliance, and, learn from our mistakes.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
And speaking of learning from mistakes, one of the most effective ways to prevent incidents is to conduct periodic access reviews.
So we're not just setting up these accounts and forgetting about them.
No.
We need to regularly check who has access.
Yeah.
And why.
Exactly. Access reviews involve verifying the identities of everyone with access, reviewing the roles and permissions, making sure those permissions are still justified.
So it's like doing a regular inventory of who has the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah.
And making sure they still need them.
Exactly.
Okay.
And by conducting these reviews regularly, you can identify and address potential security risks before they become incidents.
This level of proactivity makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Especially given the high stakes.
Absolutely.
But even with all of these safeguards in place.
Yes.
There's still the human factor to consider, right?
Absolutely. Technology can only take us so far.
Uh-huh.
We need to make sure that the people who have access to these accounts are well-trained and understand the risks involved.
Okay, so we're talking about creating a culture of security awareness.
Yes.
And responsibility.
That's right.
What does that entail?
Well, MKK emphasizes documentation and training.
Okay.
First, you need clear, concise documentation. That outlines the purpose, procedures, responsibilities related to these break glass accounts.
So it's like a user manual for these accounts. Explain what they are, how they should be used, and who is responsible for managing them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This should include step-by-step instructions.
All right.
For accessing the accounts, using the accounts, as well as procedures for reporting any incidents or suspicious activity.
Okay, so we're giving them a clear roadmap for anyone who needs to use these accounts.
Right.
What about training?
MKK recommends a formal training program that covers all aspects of break glass account management.
Okay.
This includes security best practices, incident response procedures, and the importance of documentation.
So we're not just handing them a document and saying, read this.
Yeah.
We're giving them structured training.
Absolutely.
To make sure they understand the concepts and can apply them.
Yes.
To real world scenarios.
Exactly. This training should be mandatory.
Okay.
For all individuals with access, regardless of their technical expertise or job role.
Got it.
It should also be interactive and engaging.
Okay.
Incorporate real-world scenarios and simulations.
So it's not passive learning.
No.
It's active engagement and hands-on experience.
Precisely.
I like that.
And by providing practical training, we can ensure that individuals are prepared to handle emergencies effectively and responsibly.
This approach makes a lot of sense.
It does.
We're not just relying on technology.
Right.
We're investing in our people.
Yeah.
Equipping them with the knowledge and skills to be active participants.
Exactly.
In our security posture.
Right. And by combining this documentation and training, you can significantly reduce the risk of human error.
Right.
And ensure these accounts are used appropriately and securely.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground.
Yes.
When it comes to managing break glass accounts.
We have.
But let's face it. Even with the best planning and preparation, things can still go wrong. What are some of the common issues that people run into and how do we troubleshoot them?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And you're right. Even with the best intentions, we can encounter unexpected challenges. NKK addresses several of these in his ebook.
Okay.
One of the most frequent stumbling blocks is multi-factor authentication lockouts.
But haven't we already talked about exempting break glass accounts from MFA?
Yes.
How can they still get locked out?
Well, even with exemptions, things can go wrong.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the exemption wasn't configured correctly.
Right.
Maybe there's a system glitch. Maybe someone accidentally enabled MFA on the break glass account.
Oh, wow.
Not realizing the potential consequences.
So even with the best laid plans, we can trip over these technical hurdles.
Right.
What do we do when that happens?
Well, the first step is to verify that the MFA exemption is configured correctly in Azure Active Directory.
Got it.
If everything looks good on that end.
Yeah.
But the lockout persists. It might be time to call in Microsoft support for assistance.
So sometimes we have to rely on the experts.
Yes.
To help us untangle these technical knots.
Right.
And while we're waiting for support, we can try some basic troubleshooting steps.
No, absolutely.
Like what?
Well, accessing the account from a different device or location can sometimes bypass those environmental factors that might be contributing to the lockout.
Okay, so it's like trying a different key in the lock.
Exactly.
Just in case the first one is jammed.
Yeah, and if all else fails,
you
might need to consider using a different break glass account if you have one set up.
Right.
Or exploring alternative access methods.
Okay. So it's all about having those backup plans.
Yes.
and being resourceful.
Absolutely.
When you face those unexpected challenges.
Right.
Now, another common issue is permissions problems.
Yes, that's right.
So we're talking about situations where you can access the break glass account, but it doesn't have the necessary permissions to perform the actions that you need.
Exactly. You might be able to log in, but you're stuck with limited capabilities.
Oh, man.
Unable to actually resolve the emergency.
That's frustrating. It's like having the key to the vault, but not being able to open the safe inside.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And this usually happens when the account's roles and permissions weren't configured correctly initially.
Uh-huh.
Or if changes in the Azure environment have impacted the account's access.
So it's not always a deliberate error.
No.
Sometimes permissions just get out of sync with what you need.
Right. So the first step is to verify the account's roles and permissions in Azure Active Directory.
Okay.
And if they're insufficient, you'll need to modify them, adding the necessary roles or granting additional permissions.
Right.
Always adhering to the principle of least privilege.
Right. Because we don't want to give these accounts more power than they absolutely need.
Exactly. And any changes that you make should be carefully documented.
Got it.
To ensure a clear audit trail.
So you're not just making changes willy-nilly.
That's right.
You're being deliberate, transparent, and accountable.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that permissions can be inherited.
Oh, right.
From parent resources, like groups.
Okay.
So you might need to examine the group memberships of the Break Glass account.
Okay.
And make adjustments as necessary.
So it's like unraveling a complex web of permissions.
Yeah.
Just making sure that everything aligns.
Right.
The intended access level.
Exactly.
Right.
And then there's the frustrating experience of access denial.
Okay. So you can access the account.
Uh-huh.
It has the right permissions.
Right.
But you're still being denied access to certain resources or actions.
It happens.
It's like having the key, the combination, and the map to the treasure, but the door is still locked.
That's a perfect way to describe it.
Yeah.
And this can happen for a variety of reasons.
Like what?
Well, there could be a network connectivity issue.
Okay.
A firewall rule blocking access.
Right.
Or even a problem with the target resource itself.
So it's not always a problem with the Break Glass account.
Right.
It could be an issue with the environment or the resource you're trying to access.
Exactly. So you need to play detective again.
Okay.
Trying to isolate the source of the problem.
Right.
You might start by checking the network connectivity, looking for firewall rules, investigating the target resource itself for any error messages or logs.
So we're systematically ruling out the potential culprits.
Yes.
Narrowing down the possibilities until we find the root cause.
Exactly. And if you're unable to resolve the access denial on your own, it might be time to contact Microsoft support for help.
Again, knowing when to call in the experts is crucial.
It is.
Sometimes you need that extra help
to
diagnose and resolve those really tricky issues.
Exactly. And in the meantime,
you
can try those basic troubleshooting steps, like accessing the resource from a different device or location, just in case there's an environmental factor at play.
So it's all about being persistent and resourceful and knowing when to seek help when you face these challenges.
That's right. MKK's guidance provides invaluable advice on how to troubleshoot these common issues, ensuring you're equipped to handle any obstacles that might arise.
Now, I know we've emphasized documentation and training.
Yes.
But it seems like there's always more to learn.
Oh, excellent.
In the world of security.
It's constantly changing.
What are some key principles for continuous improvement when it comes to managing these Break Glass accounts?
That's a great question. Security is not a destination.
Uh-huh.
It's a journey
of
ongoing learning and adaptation.
Got it.
You can't just set up your security systems and policies and then assume you're good to go.
Right.
You need to be proactive,
constantly
seeking out ways to improve and strengthen those defenses.
So it's like a never-ending game of security chess.
Yes.
Always anticipating the next move
and
adapting your strategy accordingly.
That's a great analogy.
Right.
And MKK suggests that one of the best ways to foster this continuous improvement is to regularly review and analyze your security posture.
Okay.
Including your Break Glass account management practices.
So we're not just reacting to incidents.
Right.
We're proactively looking for potential weaknesses.
Yes.
Before they become problems.
Exactly. And this review process should involve all stakeholders,
okay,
from security professionals to IT administrators to business leaders.
Uh-huh.
You should also seek feedback from external auditors or security consultants.
Oh, wow.
To get an objective assessment of your strengths and weaknesses.
So it's a collaborative effort.
It is.
Bringing in diverse perspectives to identify areas for improvement.
Precisely. And as you identify those areas, you need to develop and implement action plans.
Right.
This might involve updating policies, implementing new security controls, or providing additional training.
Right.
It's not enough to just point out the problems. You have to take steps to fix them.
Again, fix them. Yeah.
Right. It's like a continuous cycle. Assess, plan, implement, and repeat.
Yeah.
Constantly refining your security approach based on new information, changing threats, and lessons learned
right.
from past experiences.
I like that a lot.
And by embracing this mindset of continuous improvement,
yeah.
you can ensure that your break glass account management practices and your overall security posture
mm-hmm.
remain robust and effective in the face of ever-evolving threats.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground in this part.
We have.
From monitoring usage and responding to incidents.
Yes.
To emphasizing the importance of documentation training and continuous improvement.
It's a lot.
Before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, I want to take a moment to reflect on the human element of cybersecurity.
Okay.
Which MKK highlights in his ebook.
That's a great idea. Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in the technical details, but ultimately, security is about people.
Exactly. Even with the most sophisticated technology,
right.
the most robust processes,
yeah.
human error can still be a major weak point.
Absolutely. So how do we address this human element?
Yeah.
How do we minimize the risk of mistakes, misjudgments, or even malicious intent?
Right.
When it comes to these accounts.
Well, MKK provides some excellent guidance.
He does.
On how to create a culture of security awareness and responsibility throughout your organization.
Yes.
It's not just about the technical controls.
Right.
It's about fostering a mindset
yeah.
where everyone understands the importance of security and their role in protecting those critical assets.
Security is everyone's responsibility, not just the IT department.
Exactly. And MKK's recommendations
yeah.
focus on two key areas. Education and empowerment.
Okay, let's start with education.
All right.
How do we effectively educate employees about the risks associated with these accounts
right.
and the importance of following the proper procedures?
Well, MKK suggests implementing a comprehensive security awareness training program.
Okay.
That covers all aspects of break glass account management.
So it's not just a one-time PowerPoint.
No.
It's a structured program.
Exactly. And this training should be mandatory for all employees.
Yes.
Not just those who have direct access to the break glass accounts.
Because even those who don't have access can play a role in security
right.
by reporting suspicious activity
yeah.
or identifying potential vulnerabilities.
Absolutely.
And the training should cover a wide range of topics.
Okay, like what?
Well, the purpose and risks of these accounts.
Okay.
Password security best practices.
Got it.
Phishing and social engineering attacks.
Uh-huh.
Physical security best practices.
Uh-huh.
And incident reporting procedures.
Okay, so let's break those down a bit.
Right.
First up, the purpose and risks of break glass accounts.
Okay.
Why is it so important to educate employees about this?
Well, they need to understand that these accounts are not just regular admin accounts.
Right.
They have elevated privileges and should only be used in very specific emergency situations.
Right, because if employees don't understand the sensitivity of these accounts,
yes.
they might be more likely to misuse them or share their credentials.
Exactly. And the training should also highlight the potential consequences
okay.
of misuse, both for the individual and the organization.
So it's not just about scaring people.
No.
It's about making them aware of the real risks involved.
Right.
And the importance of taking security seriously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once employees understand the purpose and the risks,
yeah.
the training should focus on password security best practices.
Okay. Because weak or compromised passwords are often the entry point
they are.
For cyber attacks.
Yep.
So reinforcing good password hygiene is crucial.
Absolutely. And the training should cover topics like
okay.
creating strong passwords, storing them securely,
yeah.
avoiding password reuse,
right.
and recognizing and reporting phishing attempts.
So you're talking about creating strong passwords, storing them securely, and avoiding those common pitfalls like reusing passwords or sharing them with others.
Exactly. And the training should emphasize
yeah.
the importance of reporting any any suspected password compromises immediately.
The faster you report it, the faster you can mitigate the damage.
Absolutely.
Okay, and in addition to password security,
yeah,
the training should also cover phishing and social engineering attacks.
Right, because these attacks often target human vulnerabilities, exploiting trust and deception.
Wow.
To trick people into revealing sensitive information or granting access to systems.
So the training should educate employees on how to recognize these attacks,
yes,
how to avoid falling victim to them,
uh-huh,
and how to report any suspicious emails or communications.
It's about raising awareness.
Okay.
Empowering employees to identify those threats and fostering a culture of vigilance.
Precisely. And the training should also cover physical security best practices.
Right. Because even in a cloud-centric world,
yeah,
physical security still matters.
Absolutely. Like what?
Well, securing workstations,
okay,
protecting mobile devices, and controlling physical access to sensitive areas.
So securing workstations, protecting mobile devices, and being mindful of who has access to sensitive areas.
Exactly. And the training should emphasize the importance of reporting any lost or stolen devices immediately.
Because a lost or stolen device can be a gateway for attackers.
It can.
To gain access to systems and data.
Absolutely.
And finally, the training should cover incident reporting procedures.
Right. Because even with the best security practices in place, incidents can still happen.
Yeah.
And when they do,
yeah,
you need to have a clear process for reporting them.
Okay.
Quickly and effectively.
Got it.
Employees need to know who to contact, what information to provide, what steps to take when they suspect a security incident.
So you're essentially creating a culture where those security incidents aren't swept under the rug.
Yeah.
They're addressed openly and transparently.
Exactly. And this transparency is essential for fostering a culture of continuous improvement, where lessons are learned from incidents and used to strengthen the security posture.
Okay, so we've covered the key elements of a comprehensive security awareness training program.
Yes.
But education is only one part of the equation.
It is.
What about empowerment?
Right.
How do we empower employees to take ownership of security and contribute to a more secure environment?
Well, MKK suggests several strategies for empowering employees, including clear communication, providing the right tools and resources, recognizing and rewarding good security behavior, and creating a culture of open communication and feedback.
Okay.
So let's dive into those a little bit more.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we're continuing our exploration of break glass accounts in Azure with MKK's expert guidance.
So we talked about treating these accounts like a fire extinguisher for the cloud, only for use in emergencies.
Right. And we uncovered some of those key strategies for setting them up securely, like defining clear roles, limiting permissions, and implementing that robust authentication.
But setting them up is only the first step, right?
It's like installing a security system, but never actually turning it on.
Exactly. You need to manage these accounts actively, monitor their usage, and ensure they're being used responsibly.
Okay, so we're talking about like ongoing vigilance. What does that actually look like in practice?
Well, MKK is a huge advocate for logging and monitoring every single use of a break glass account.
Oh, okay.
Think of it like having a detailed logbook recording who accessed the account, when, and what actions they took.
So it's like having a security camera pointed at the break glass box.
Precisely.
As we mentioned earlier.
Yes. And Azure provides a wealth of tools and services to help achieve this level of monitoring.
Right.
We're talking built-in logging capabilities and more advanced security information and event management solutions.
So we're not just relying on trust.
No.
We're actually tracking every move these accounts make.
You are.
And by analyzing these logs,
yes,
we can identify any unusual or suspicious activity.
Exactly.
Okay, so logging and monitoring are kind of like our early warning system.
What kind of red flags should we be looking out for?
Well, you want to track any successful or failed login attempts, changes to the account's configuration, and any actions taken by the account, like accessing sensitive data or modifying those system settings.
So we're not just looking for break-ins.
Right.
We're also looking for any misuse or unauthorized activity.
Yes.
Even if it's coming from authorized users.
Exactly. It's about ensuring these accounts are being used only for their intended purpose and nothing more.
This level of scrutiny makes sense.
It does.
Given the potential risks.
Yeah.
But what happens if we actually detect something fishy?
Right.
How do we respond?
You need a well-defined incident response protocol.
Okay.
a clear set of steps for handling any potential security incident.
So it's not just about watching the alarms. It's about having a plan.
Yes.
For when those alarms go off.
Exactly. And the first step is always containment.
All right.
Isolate the potential threat and prevent further damage.
Okay.
This might involve disabling the account, changing its password, or restricting access to those sensitive systems.
So it's like a digital fire drill taking immediate action.
Yes.
To contain the situation before it spreads.
That's a good analogy.
Once we've contained the threat.
Right.
What?
Then you move on to the investigation phase.
Okay.
Digging deeper to understand what happened, who was responsible, how they gained access.
So we're playing detective again.
Yeah.
Gathering evidence and trying to piece together the puzzle.
Exactly. This often involves forensic analysis of logs, system configurations, and user activity.
Mm-hmm.
You might even need to collaborate with those security experts.
Okay.
Or law enforcement agencies.
Wow, this is getting serious.
It can.
What happens after the investigation?
Once you understand the root cause of the incident, you can move on to remediation.
Okay.
You take steps to fix the vulnerabilities that allowed it to happen.
So we're not just cleaning up the mess, we're making sure it doesn't happen again.
Exactly.
It sounds like every incident is a valuable learning opportunity to improve that security posture.
Absolutely.
And throughout this whole process, from detection to remediation, meticulous documentation is crucial.
Yes, it is.
Right? We need to be able to track our actions,
demonstrate
compliance, and learn from those mistakes.
Exactly.
Speaking of learning from mistakes.
Yeah.
One of the most effective ways to prevent future incidents is to conduct periodic access reviews.
Yes, those are very important.
So we're not just setting up these accounts and forgetting about them?
No, you need to regularly check who has access and why.
Okay, so it's like doing an inventory of who has the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Making sure they still need them.
Exactly.
And by conducting these reviews regularly, we can proactively identify and address those potential security risks before they turn into incidents.
Exactly.
This level of proactivity makes sense.
It does.
Especially given the high stakes involved.
Absolutely.
But even with all these safeguards in place, there's still that human factor to consider.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Technology can only take us so far.
Wow.
We need to make sure that the people who have access to these accounts are well-trained and understand those risks involved.
Okay, so we're talking about creating a culture of security awareness and responsibility.
Yes, we are.
What does that actually look like?
Well, MKK emphasizes documentation and training.
Okay.
First, you need clear, concise documentation that outlines the purpose, the procedures, the responsibilities related to break glass accounts.
So it's like creating a user manual for these accounts, explaining what they are, how they should be used, and who's responsible for managing them.
Precisely. This should include step-by-step instructions for accessing and using the accounts.
Okay.
As well as procedures for reporting incidents or any suspicious activity.
So we're providing a clear roadmap.
Yes.
For anyone who needs to use these accounts.
Exactly. What about training?
Yeah, what about training?
MKK recommends a formal training program that covers all aspects of break glass account management. This should include security best practices, incident response procedures, and the importance of documentation.
So we're not just handing them the document and saying, read this.
Yeah.
We're providing structured training.
Exactly.
To make sure they really understand the concepts and can apply them to real world situations.
That training should be mandatory for everyone with access, regardless of technical expertise or job role.
Got it.
It should also be interactive, engaging.
Okay.
And incorporate those real-world scenarios and simulations.
So it's not just passive learning.
No.
It's active engagement.
Yes.
Hands-on experience.
Precisely by providing that practical training, we can ensure that everyone is prepared to handle emergencies effectively and responsibly.
This approach makes a lot of sense.
It does.
We're not just relying on technology. We're investing in our people.
Yes, you are.
Equipping them with the knowledge and the skills to be active participants in our security posture.
Exactly. And by combining this documentation and training, you can really reduce the risk of human error and ensure that these powerful accounts are used appropriately and securely.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground when it comes to managing those break glass accounts.
Yes, we have.
But let's face it, even with the best planning and preparation, things can still go wrong.
That's true.
What are some of those common issues that people run into, and how do we troubleshoot them?
Well, that's a great question. And you're right. Even with the best intentions, we can encounter those unexpected challenges. MKK addresses several of these in his ebook.
Okay.
One of the most frequent stumbling blocks is multi-factor authentication lockouts.
But haven't we talked about exempting break glass accounts from MFA?
We have.
How can they still get locked out?
Well, even with exemptions, things can go wrong.
Oh.
Maybe the exemption wasn't configured correctly.
Right.
Maybe there's a system glitch, or
Well,
maybe someone accidentally enabled MFA on the break glass account, not realizing those potential consequences.
oh, geez. So even with the best laid plans, we can still trip over those technical hurdles.
It
What do
happens.
we do when that happens?
Well, the first step is to verify that the MFA exemption is configured correctly
Okay.
in Azure Active Directory.
Got it.
If everything looks good on that end, but the lockout persists, it might be time to call in Microsoft support for assistance.
So sometimes we need to rely on the experts to
Yes.
untangle those technical knots.
Absolutely. And while we're waiting for support, we can try some basic troubleshooting steps.
Okay, like what?
Well, accessing the account from a different device or location
Okay.
can sometimes help bypass those environmental factors that might be contributing to the lockout.
So it's like trying a different key in the lock, just
Exactly.
in case the first one is jammed.
And if all else fails, you might need to consider using a different break glass account if you have one set up
Right.
or exploring those alternative access methods.
Okay, so it's about having those backup plans
Yes.
and being resourceful when you face those unexpected challenges.
Precisely another common issue is permission problems.
Okay, so we're talking about situations where we can access the account,
Yeah.
but it doesn't have the permissions to do what we need it to do.
Right, you might be able to log in, but you're stuck with those limited capabilities, unable to actually resolve the emergency.
That's frustrating. It's like having the key to the vault, but not being able to open the safe inside.
That's a great analogy. And this usually happens when the account's roles and permissions weren't configured correctly initially, or if changes were made in the Azure environment that impacted the account's access.
So it's not always a deliberate error.
Right. Sometimes permissions just get out of sync.
What you need.
The first step is to verify those roles and permissions in Active Directory.
Okay.
If they're insufficient, you'll need to modify them, adding the necessary roles or granting those additional permissions,
Right.
always adhering to the principle of least privilege.
Right. We don't want to give them more power than they need.
Exactly. And any changes that you make should be documented
Okay.
to ensure that clear audit trail.
So we're not making changes willy-nilly.
No.
We're being deliberate, transparent, and accountable.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that permissions can be inherited from parent resources like groups.
Oh, yeah.
So you might need to examine the group memberships of the break glass account and make adjustments as necessary.
Okay, so it's like unraveling this complex web of permissions,
Yeah.
making sure that everything aligns with our intended access levels.
Right. And then there's the frustrating experience of access denial.
Okay, so you can access the account. It has the right permissions,
Right.
but you're still denied access to certain resources or actions.
It
It's
happens.
like having the key, the combination, the map to the treasure, but the door is still locked.
That's a perfect way to put it, and this can happen for a variety of reasons.
Like what?
Well, maybe there's a network connectivity issue.
Okay.
A firewall rule is blocking access, or even a problem with the target resource itself.
So it's not always a problem with the break glass account itself.
Right. It could be an issue with the environment or the resource you're trying to access.
Exactly. So we need to play detective again,
Yeah.
trying to isolate the source of the problem.
You might start by checking your network connectivity, looking for those firewall rules, or investigating the target resource for any error messages or logs.
Okay, so we're systematically ruling out the potential culprits,
Yes.
narrowing down the possibilities until we find that root cause.
Exactly. And if you're unable to resolve the access denial issue on your own, it might be time to contact Microsoft support.
So again, knowing when to call in the experts is crucial.
It is.
Sometimes you need that extra help to
Right.
diagnose and resolve those tricky issues.
Exactly. And in the meantime, you can try some basic troubleshooting,
Like what?
like accessing the resource from a different device or location, just in case there's an environmental factor at play.
Okay, so it's all about being persistent, resourceful, and knowing when to seek help
Yes.
when faced with these access challenges.
Precisely. And MKK's guidance provides some invaluable advice on how to troubleshoot these common issues, ensuring you're equipped to handle any obstacles that might arise.
Now, I know we've emphasized the importance of documentation and training,
We have.
but it seems like there's always more to learn
There is.
in the world of security.
Absolutely.
What are some key principles for continuous improvement
Okay.
when it comes to managing these break glass accounts?
Well, security is not a destination.
Yeah.
It's a journey of ongoing learning and adaptation.
Okay.
You can't just set up your security systems and policies and assume you're good to go.
Right.
You need to be proactive, constantly seeking ways to improve and strengthen those defenses.
So it's like that never-ending game of security chess.
Yes.
Always anticipating the next move and adapting your strategy.
Exactly. MKK suggests one of the best ways to foster this continuous improvement.
Yeah.
Is to regularly review and analyze your security posture, including your break glass account management practices.
Okay, so we're not just reacting to incidents. Mm-hmm. We're proactively looking for those potential weaknesses and vulnerabilities.
Exactly.
Before they become problems.
And this review process should involve all stakeholders, from security professionals to IT administrators to business leaders.
Okay.
And you should seek feedback from external auditors or security consultants to get an objective assessment of your strengths and weaknesses.
So we're bringing in diverse perspectives.
Yes.
To identify those areas for improvement.
And as you identify those areas,
yeah.
You need to develop and implement action plans.
Okay.
This might involve updating policies, implementing new security controls, providing additional training.
Right. It's not enough to just point out the problems.
Yeah.
We have to actually fix them.
You do. It's like a continuous cycle of assess, plan, implement, and repeat.
I like that a lot.
Constantly refining your approach based on new information, changing threats, lessons learned from past experiences.
And by embracing this mindset of continuous improvement,
yes.
We can ensure that our break glass account management practices and our overall security posture remain robust and effective in the face of those ever-evolving threats.
Exactly.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground in this part.
We have.
From monitoring usage and responding to incidents to emphasizing the importance of documentation training and continuous improvement.
A lot of information.
But before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, I want to reflect on the human element of cybersecurity, which MKK highlights in his ebook.
That's a great idea. It's easy to get caught up in the technical details, but ultimately, security is about people.
Even with the most sophisticated technology and robust processes,
yes.
Human error can still be a major weak point.
Absolutely. So how do we address this human element? How do we minimize those risks of mistakes, misjudgments, or even malicious intent when it comes to these sensitive accounts?
Well, MKK provides some excellent guidance on creating a culture of security awareness and responsibility throughout the organization. It's not just about the technical controls.
Right.
It's about fostering a mindset where everyone understands the importance of security and their role in protecting those critical assets.
Right. Security is everyone's responsibility, not just the IT departments.
Precisely. And MKK's recommendations focus on two key areas.
Okay.
Education and empowerment.
Let's start with education.
Okay.
How do we effectively educate employees about the risks associated with break glass accounts?
Uh-huh.
And the importance of following those proper procedures?
Well, MKK suggests implementing a comprehensive security awareness training program.
Okay.
That covers all aspects of break glass account management.
So it's not just a one-time PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
It's a structured program.
Exactly. And this training should be mandatory for all employees.
Yes.
Not just those with direct access.
Because even those without access can play a role in maintaining security
mm-hmm.
by reporting suspicious activity or identifying vulnerabilities.
Exactly. And this training should cover a wide range of topics.
Yes, it should, including the purpose and risks of break glass accounts.
Okay, let's break those down a bit.
Right.
First up, the purpose and risks of break glass accounts.
Okay.
Why is it important to educate employees about this?
Well, they need to understand that these accounts are not just regular admin accounts.
Okay.
They have elevated privileges and should only be used in very specific situations.
Right. Because if employees don't understand the sensitivity of these accounts,
mm-hmm.
they might misuse them or share credentials inappropriately.
Exactly. And the training should highlight those potential consequences of misuse, both for the individual and for the organization.
Okay, so it's not about scaring people, but making them aware of those risks.
Right.
And the importance of taking security seriously.
Exactly. Once employees understand the purpose and risks,
yeah.
then the training should focus on password security best practices.
Okay, because weak or compromised passwords are often the entry point for cyber attacks.
They are.
So reinforcing good password hygiene is crucial.
Absolutely. The training should cover things like creating strong passwords, storing passwords securely,
uh-huh.
avoiding password reuse,
right.
and recognizing and reporting phishing attempts.
So creating strong passwords, storing them securely. avoiding common pitfalls like reusing passwords or sharing them with others.
Exactly. The training should also emphasize reporting any suspected password compromises immediately.
Right, because the faster you report a compromise,
yes,
the faster you can mitigate that damage.
Absolutely. In addition to password security, the training should cover phishing and social engineering attacks.
Okay, because these attacks target human vulnerabilities.
Yes.
Exploiting trust and deception to trick people.
Right.
Into revealing information or granting access to systems.
The training should educate employees on how to recognize these attacks, how to avoid falling victim to them, and how to report suspicious emails or communications.
So raising awareness and empowering employees to identify those threats and fostering that culture of vigilance.
Exactly. And the training should cover physical security best practices.
Okay, because even in a cloud-centric world,
yes,
physical security still matters.
It does. This includes securing workstations, protecting mobile devices, controlling physical access to sensitive areas.
Okay, so securing workstations, protecting mobile devices, being mindful of who has access to sensitive areas.
Right, and the training should emphasize reporting any lost or stolen devices immediately.
Right, because a lost or stolen device can be a gateway for attackers.
It can be.
To gain access to systems and data.
Exactly. And finally, the training should cover incident reporting procedures.
Okay, because even with the best security practices in place, incidents can still happen.
They can.
And when they do, it's important to have a clear process for reporting them.
Yes. Employees need to know who to contact, what information to provide, and what steps to take when they suspect an incident.
So creating a culture where security incidents are addressed openly and transparently.
Exactly. And this transparency is essential for fostering a culture of continuous improvement where you learn from those incidents and strengthen your security posture.
Okay, so we've covered the key elements of a comprehensive security awareness training program.
We have.
But education is only part of the equation. What about empowerment? How do we empower employees to take ownership of security and contribute to a more secure environment?
Well, MKK suggests several strategies for empowering employees.
Like what?
Including clear communication, providing the right tools and resources, recognizing and rewarding good security behavior, and creating a culture of open communication and feedback.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive for the final part of our exploration into break glass accounts in Azure. We've talked about setting them up securely, troubleshooting issues.
Yeah, and we even realized that the human element plays a big part in all this.
You're right. Even with the best tech and processes, human error can still trip us up.
Absolutely. That's why MKK really emphasizes education and empowerment. It's about helping people understand why security matters and giving them what they need to participate.
Okay, let's talk about those empowerment strategies. You mentioned clear communication as a starting point. What does that look like?
It's about making employees feel like they're on the security team, not just following rules. Explain things clearly and simply.
So no more technical jargon.
Exactly. Use language everyone gets.
Right.
And it can't just be a one-time thing. Regular updates, reminders, chances for feedback. Build a conversation.
That makes sense. It's like any important relationship, you need that open communication for trust.
That's a great way to put it. Now, beyond just talking, we got to give employees the right tools. Think strong password managers, secure file sharing, and multi-factor for all accounts.
So give them the tech to make good choices easy.
Exactly, like a security toolkit.
I like that.
And don't forget access to security info articles, videos, training. More knowledge equals better decisions.
Makes sense. But sometimes knowing isn't enough. You need to motivate people to do the right thing.
That's where recognition comes in. Acknowledging those who go above and beyond, reporting things, finding vulnerabilities.
It's like giving shout-outs to the security all-stars.
Exactly. Even a thank you goes a long way.
For sure.
And then creating a culture of open communication and feedback is crucial.
What does that look like?
Encourage people to speak up if they have concerns, report things, suggest improvements, make it safe to share, even mistakes.
So a blame-free environment.
Precisely. Learn from mistakes, strengthen security.
Got it.
It's like crowdsourcing security, using everyone's ideas to be more resilient.
I like that. Now, MKK also talks about continuous improvement.
Yeah, security is not a one-time thing.
Right, it's constantly evolving.
You can't just set things up and forget about them.
Right.
You got to be proactive, looking for ways to improve.
Like security chess, always thinking ahead.
That's a good one. MKK says regularly review and analyze your security, including these break glass accounts.
So looking for weaknesses before they become problems.
Exactly. Involve everyone. Security pros, IT, business leaders, even outside auditors for a fresh perspective.
Getting input from all sides.
Right. And when you find those areas needing work, create action plans.
So not just talking about it, actually fixing things.
Right. Update policies, new security controls, more training, and repeat that process.
Always refining and improving.
Exactly. That mindset keeps your break glass practices strong as threats evolve.
All right, so we've covered a lot in this deep dive. From setup to the human side of things.
I've done a journey.
Let's go back to MKK's big picture ideas. What are the key takeaways?
Well, remember, his approach goes beyond just the tech stuff. It's a whole security mindset. Technology is just one piece.
It's about creating that culture of security awareness.
Exactly. He provides a framework for that, making sure everyone understands these break glass accounts, the risks, and their own part.
So to recap, these accounts are a safety net for emergencies. Powerful tools needing careful handling, strong authentication, limited access, and constant monitoring.
And be ready for those issues we talked about. MFA lockouts, permissions problems, access denial. Stay vigilant and always improving.
Now, before we go, one last thought-provoking question based on MKK's ideas.
Oh, sure.
He talks about preparing for emergencies, but also learning from them. So, if you had to use a break glass account today, would you be confident you could recover quickly and securely? And could you learn from that and make things better to prevent future incidents?
That's a really good question. Makes you think about how prepared you actually are.
It shows that security isn't just technical, it's cultural. You need that vigilance and that proactive learning to stay ahead.
And MKK gives us a great guide to do just that, creating a more secure and resilient environment for everything.
Well said. So to everyone listening, go back to MKK's advice, assess your own practices, and keep that improvement going.
Because the only thing that's certain in cybersecurity is that it's always changing. Be ready to adapt.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay secure.